It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey, 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 welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. Part one of a two-parter about what volunteer youth workers need from the point person, the youth pastor, director, whoever that is. So you guys know I've been involved in youth ministry for a very long time, well over 40 years, and I've been a volunteer with the middle school ministry at my current church for 26 years. We've had a handful of paid youth workers over those years, and I've almost always enjoyed a unique tension of speaking into their lives or coaching them while still being one of their volunteers and following their leadership. When I tell other youth workers about that relationship, they always often ask me some version of, is your youth worker intimidated by you? But the honest truth is that despite having much more experience than our ministry point person, there are so many things that I need from them. So this list I'm going to give you is mostly born out of what I need as a volunteer. First, community. It's natural to wrongly assume that the task of our ministry team working with teenagers would be our only focus. As long as everyone's carrying out their tasks, we're good to go, right? But I've found over and over again that ministry teams are most effective when part of a meaningful community. Everyone needs to experience belonging in life. It's a beautiful need and a reflection of the Imago Dei, being made in the image of God. Of course, we know that teenagers need to find an experience and belonging, and we craft our ministries in such a way to provide this. But the volunteer ministers on your team need to experience belonging just as much as those you're ministering to. Every one of your leaders needs to be known. This is a higher priority than training them for their tasks. If they do not experience community, you're much more likely to experience turnover. Isolation leads to loneliness and burnout. So plan intentionally for community building with your team, meals together, play, personal sharing, not just about ministry stuff, but certainly including that, and plenty of time together praying for one another, not only praying for the ministry. Second, they need care, appreciation, and encouragement. I realize that you, like me, might be a volunteer youth worker, but let me speak to the point people, paid or not, for a moment. As a volunteer with limited time and hundreds of other demands on my life, I sometimes struggle to figure out where to fit my ministry commitments into my week. As much as I enjoy my involvement, there are plenty of weeks when it feels more like an inconvenience, at least until I'm with teenagers. There are weeks when the previous week's meaningful interaction with a teenager provides me enough motivation to overcome my I don't feel like going tonight attitude, but there have been plenty of instances when what I really need is a word of encouragement or appreciation. The best youth workers I've served under have done this in a variety of ways. They send handwritten notes of encouragement, calling out specific things they appreciate about me and my contribution. They regularly ask me about my life and show genuine care about my family, my work, and my life, not only about my practice of ministry. A few years ago, two of the volunteers on the team that I'm a part of got married. And the week before their wedding, which most of us weren't able to attend because it wasn't local, we held a surprise wedding shower wedding reception with our middle school youth group that took up the entire evening. I'm sure that some of the teens had fun and good stuff was modeled for them, but ultimately, I think the main benefit was that Ian and Amanda, the two leaders, felt massively cared for and encouraged. And the result, I expect, is that they'll be even more effective in ministry and stay with us for a very long time. Next, your volunteers need growth. My formula, air quotes, for an effective ministry is a Jesus-y growing adult plus a small-ish group of teenagers, and the power of the Holy Spirit in the presence of Jesus equals powerful and transformative ministry. Lots of important words and concepts we can unpack in that math, but let's focus on the word growing. If your ministry volunteers aren't spiritually growing, they'll have very little to offer your participants. We all know that ministry is an overflow of what's happening in our own hearts and souls, right? There's a huge risk of assuming that because we're doing ministry, our own souls will naturally be taken care of. But in reality, the opposite is often true. People involved in ministry are often stretched thinly and struggle to find margin or self-care, and there's no question that the evil one would love to take you down hard. With this in mind, your own spiritual growth and thriving should be the top ministry priority, but also the spiritual growth and thriving of your volunteers. This has all sorts of practical implications. Encouraging volunteers to attend church or ministries for their own spiritual benefit. Spending time praying with and for them. Asking about their spiritual life and providing resources for growth. Remember that seasons of spiritual struggle are not antithetical to spiritual growth, but are part of a healthy spiritual life. So the intention is more important than the direction, and the direction is more important than the destination. Okay, that's my time for this episode. In our next episode, part two, we will continue this thread with a few more thoughts.
Hey, folks, quick little announcement. I hope you know by now that the main thing the Youth Cartel does is we offer a year-long leadership development program for youth workers called the Youth Ministry Coaching Program. I really believe it's a best-in-class coaching program. We've had 800 people go through it over the last 15 years. And I just see regularly in front of my very eyes, see people's lives and ministries transformed. So check out theyouthcartel.com and go to the coaching tab. No, we're currently trying to fill a cohort in Springfield, Illinois, and one in central Pennsylvania, and one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a level two cohort in northern Indiana. So hit me up if you have any questions about that.
Youth Cartel Podcast Network.